of the people who witnessed the genocide in Rwanda. One believes he could have stopped it. Romeo Dallaire was in command of a United Nations peacekeeping force when the killing started in 1994. In his memoir, Dallaire says the world didn't give him the troops to prevent an ethnically motivated slaughter, and he thinks the world is not much different today.
I think that if you remember Diane Fossey protecting those gorillas in the mist and the movie and so on, I think that if today some outfit decided to want to wipe out those 300 gorillas, that endangered species, there'd still be more of a reaction to prevent that than it would be if they started to kill thousands of humans in the same country.
Lieutenant General Romeo Dallaire tells his story in a book called Shake Hands with the Devil. He survived the Rwandan massacres but never escaped them. He attempted suicide, left the Canadian Army, and went on to spend a decade describing his experiences in countless speeches. The outline of his story is not new. Rwanda's government encouraged ordinary people to pick up machetes, and they killed 800,000 of their neighbors. What is new is the perspective of a soldier who was trained to prevent disaster, but was forced to witness it instead.
Many of the injuries we're getting now from our soldiers in these missions are injuries of the psychological nature, because they're faced with ethical and moral dilemmas on a constant basis. In the case of Rwanda, there was a sergeant with about 15 soldiers that entered a village that had just been massacred. But there were a whole bunch of people left still alive in the chapel, which was unusual. So as he's calling for transport to move these people into a safer place, from one end of the village there's about 30 young kids with machine guns shooting at the sergeant, his people, and the people he's protecting. And he doesn't have an hour to figure out. He's already got people falling. I mean, if children kill, do you kill children?
What did the sergeant do there?
Well, let me give you the answer through a corporal who was part of that team. And this corporal still today finds the scenes come back digitally clear and in slow motion. And this corporal still hears the voice of the sergeant ordering to fire. Feels his finger pulling the trigger. Feels his rifle reacting into his shoulder. And he's looking through his sight and he sees the head of a child exploding. That's what they go through.
I'll be honest, I hesitate to ask you to repeat some of these stories, but you've described a night in the midst of the massacres that you drove out through the streets of the capital city trying to find a couple of United Nations military observers who were hiding inside a church.
By the time we were able to get to that chapel, a massive slaughter of several hundred people had happened in the church, and they were slaughtered principally by machetes. Two of my observers had been caught up in that. Then they were forced at gunpoint to watch as these militiamen simply slaughtered and killed, including, in the end, nuns and priests also.
And you picked up your observers, and what happened then?
They had gone into a state of mental disarray. One, anyways, couldn't grasp the reality that he had seen, and ultimately we had to send him back. And the other one we were able to handle.
And you, General, were in the midst of this, and you write that you were a neophyte to war zones when you first arrived in Rwanda.
Because it was supposed to be a easy mission, and that so many of the usual contributing nations were wrapped up in many other missions, Rwanda was to be done on the cheap, it was to be done fast, and it would be a place where they would tolerate less than qualified troops. And that's why many of these troops came from third world countries with absolutely no experience in this whatsoever.
Do you think you could have stopped this?
When the genocide started, troops from France, Belgium, Italy, and Americans deployed inside the country in the periphery purely to pull out the expatriates, the white community. If they had been ordered to reinforce my troops with the mandate, I think we could have killed the extremist movement as it hadn't propagated itself throughout the country as yet.
When you tell this story, I know that you're acting primarily as a teacher. But do you also learn something from telling this story again and again and thinking about it?
I have, on every occasion, told it as if it was the first time, because the faces are different. The venues are different. But the eagerness is always there, and it's as if it's the first time such things are being revealed to them.
Lieutenant General Romeo Dallaire, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Romeo Dallaire's book is called Shake Hands with the Devil.